Leitrim manager Billy Guckin, I suppose, maybe let's take the positives at the end of it. The team never threw in the towel. They came back there. They kept going right to the end. Kicked some good points in the second half. So there's positives there you're going to take for that now heading into the All-Ireland qualifiers.
Yeah, look, I suppose the Roscommon forward line was exceptional again today. They kicked some super scores, and very hard to defend against that when you have the quality of Murtaghs and the Smiths, you know, kicking points from 40, 50 metres out. But you're right, look, at times our guys showed what they are capable of, and in the second half, you know, Damien Moore made some exceptional scores, Ryan O'Rourke, Dara Rooney, so there is talent within the squad, but it's just to keep them at it and keep building.
Obviously, with last year in mind, you had to be in the game for as long as possible. You made it very difficult in the initial stages of the game for Roscommon to break you down. There was the signs there of a team that were coached well in that sense. You had a game plan and the fellas stuck to it fairly well.
Yeah, look, people are probably going to question the amount of people that we had behind the ball and the way we defended, but you know, if you give that space to the Roscommon forward line, you know, there's no doubt they would have got goals, and We, you know, the aim was to not to concede goals, but in saying that, maybe we didn't press them high enough out the field, and obviously they were kicking scores from 40 metres, so that hurt us.
You look back at crucial stages, maybe one or two missed frees, a goal chance that wasn't taken in a championship game when it's a Division 4 side against a Division 1 team. You need all those things to go your way.
Yeah, I suppose that was the difference. Every opportunity Roscommon got, they took it and they capitalised on it. Again, as you rightly say, you know, we had opportunities and we just didn't take them, and that happens in games, and I suppose again that's a learning curve. We've a very young panel, so hopefully in the future they'll learn from that and you know, that they'll get more confident in themselves.
How much confidence have the lads taken from that win in New York? Dramatic circumstances, and again today's performance, there's a lot of positives, as we mentioned, that Leitrim will take.
Yeah, look, I suppose the scoreline is difficult. It's difficult that we faced Roscommon the last number of years, and they're, without a doubt, they're that bit ahead of us. We need to keep developing the team, and I suppose if we keep developing, you know, confidence will come.
And the old chestnut up when it comes to an All-Ireland qualifying draw, first and foremost, home advantage, and let things look after itself from there then.
Yeah, look, whoever's going to be in the second round of the qualifiers is going to be a quality opposition, and it's going to be difficult for us again, but you know, we just have to try and focus on ourselves and regroup and go at it again.
And as the year goes on, Binny, I presume this team are telling you more and more about themselves. You have genuine competition there for places. You're going to have selection headaches for that as well. That's a good thing to have.
Yeah, look, I keep saying it, okay, the scoreline mightn't have reflected it today, but we have good footballers. They are working hard, they want to improve, and they will get there.